Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The music scene in Montreal just continues to serve up one great band after another, from indie rockers Arcade Fire to the post-rock outfit called Godspeed You Black Emperor, from the chamber pop of Patrick Watson to the world music of Jerusalem in My Heart. Montreal also has the prog rock territory covered, thanks to the Besnard Lakes, who have just released their fifth album. It's got a typically cryptic title. It's called a Coliseum Complex Museum. Well, it is a sonic monument of sorts, with its ringing guitars, rich harmony vocals, and an almost orchestral array of sounds. The Besnard Lakes are here, and they're going to start us off with their song Golden Lion, live on Soundcheck. That is the Besnard Lakes from Montreal here in our New York studio in a live performance of their song Golden Lion. Let me introduce you to the Besnard Lakes. Jace Lassick on guitar and lead vocals. Olga Gorius on bass and vocals. Robbie MacArthur on guitar. Sheena Coe, keyboards and more vocals. And Kevin Lang on drums and vocals. Jace, Olga, to you and the rest of the band, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks for having us. Yes.
Thank you.
Now,
cheers.
That song is on the new record, A Coliseum Complex Museum. But you released that earlier, right? That was on an EP that came out last year?
Yeah, well, we got lucky this time and wrote a whole bunch of songs. So we thought we'd make an EP first. And then now there's an LP and there's still a couple extra, which is never, we never do.
Really?
That. It's usually eight songs and then we're like, okay, that's it. Put on a record.
All right. So the creative juices were flowing this time around then.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun making this one for sure.
And when that, Olga, when that EP came out, it had on the cover were all these kind of runes, these signs. Was that your work?
Yes. Those were my designs. They're called sigils. Each one of them represents a positive idea. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's just kind of, it just makes for an interesting sort of dynamic. And I think that it has a certain appeal to it. At least it appeals to me.
Did you just say positive idea?
I said positive idea.
I'm just going to use that because people are always like, what is with these sigils? And I'm like, it's like these things and then it says nice things below it. So I'm just going to say they're positive ideas.
Okay.
That's well, because awesome. That is what they are.
I'm
spreading the love. I'm sharing the love with the world.
I think a lot of people look at sigils, at runes, at sort of occult or mysterious signs and think it's always going to be something dark. And I think people thought when Led Zeppelin did those four signs on the album that has Stairway to Heaven, that he was like a
Satan worshiper.
Yeah, that it was some sort of dark message or something. So.
No.
Positive ideas.
Yes, positive ideas.
That's nice.
We're not Satan worshippers.
Although there is a kind of natural, supernatural dichotomy on this record.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There always kind of is. I don't know. Like, I come from being a huge fan of David Lynch and the way he was able to sort of like juxtapose the beautiful with the creepy or the eerie.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always chasing that, the idea of like something gorgeous, but also kind of like off kilter and kind of like not necessarily ugly, but like disconcerting.
Well, now you said before, Jace, that, you know, this time around, there was something in the creative process where you just found yourselves writing more songs than you usually do. What was different? I mean, did this start the way most of your records do, with you and Olga going up to Lake Besnard in the middle of Canada?
Well, it actually started differently than all the records done, where we actually went to Besnard Lake to make a record.
Uh-huh.
Because we don't usually do that. We try not to take anything up there and just like canoe and relax and, you know, fish. But we realized that that was going to be the only time that we could make something. We also had a tough time, like UFO, the last record was like, it took a long time to make. So this record, we thought, let's try to prepare ourselves before we go into the studio so the stress level was low. And then we ended up having such a fun time. You know, I think Kevin probably had the most fun he's ever had because he actually knew what the songs were going to be.
It's true. Yeah, yeah. It was a really cold time of year, too, and we kind of hunkered down in the middle of this, like, minus 30 weather, and there was something about that that sort of played a part as well, too.
Yeah, totally.
So, wait, you went to the lake in the winter?
No.
They came back with some stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, like, we sort of put the demos together out there in this, like, creepy old trailer, and then when it rains, and with a very primitive recording setup, and then bring it all back and do it for real in our studio. So.
And when you say our studio, you literally mean your studio.
Yeah, Break Glass. Yeah,
Where it seems like half the bands in Montreal have recorded over the course of the years. It does seem, even to a New Yorker who's used to being, you know, in the middle of a very vibrant music scene, seems like there really is something special happening in Montreal.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like it never went away. Like someone was asking me that the other day. They were like, is it died down since like the big, you know, early 2000s
right,
or middle 2000s or whatever? And I'm like, I don't think so. Like, and it's a cool, creative, exciting city. Like it's very inspirational and it's laid back and there's lots of great musicians to choose from and, you know, have them play on your records.
Well, the latest record from the Besnard Lakes is called A Coliseum Complex Museum. The next song you're going to do, Plain Moon, you know, this is one of several that has a kind of natural, as opposed to a supernatural, a natural kind of theme or element to it, right?
Yeah, this is kind of our Kenny Rogers song. For me, when I sing it, I feel like I'm Kenny Rogers sitting at a gambling table. And I don't know why, because it's not anything, it has nothing to do with that. It's so weird.
Yeah, I'm not
so
getting
check
it.
That, yeah, but, check that out.
All right, well, Jace knows when to hold them and when to fold them, when to walk away and when to sing. Now is the time to sing. So let's hear the Besnard Lakes live on Soundcheck with their song Plain Moon.
One.
Once again, the Besnard Lakes playing live in the Soundcheck studio, and that song is called Plain Moon. It is on their latest album called A Coliseum Complex Museum. You know, Jace, even before you completely discombobulated my mind with the Kenny Rogers thing. I was kind of interested to hear how you were going to do that song live, because on the record, there's a kind of almost startling intrusion of a string orchestra on this song.
Yeah, and that's just keyboards, though.
Is it done with keyboards?
Yeah. There are only, there's only like on the this is the first album we've done where there are no strings on the actual album. There's a song called In the Forest off the EP that has a pretty intense string arrangement. Mm-hmm. But that's the only one we just like didn't feel like we needed them this time.
Yeah. Also the songs this time around are they a little shorter than
yeah.
they? so
was some are even faster.
Yeah, some have some speed to them.
Not fast, but faster.
Faster.
Yeah. So was that a result of the kind of different process?
I think so.
Writing the songs,
yeah. Like as far as like the conciseness is concerned, like we came in with them sort of somewhat arranged and finished. And a lot of times when the songs end up being like sprawling, which there are still sprawling songs on the album, but it's a result of working in the studio and like building it up. So this time we spent most of our time actually just arranging it before we actually came into the studio. So
okay, you happy with the way it worked out?
I love it. Yeah.
All right.
Very happy.
What about this title? A Colosseum Complex Museum. Olga?
Well, that was Jace's coming up with that one. We were touring through Texas somewhere, and he saw this sign, and it said Colosseum with an arrow pointing in this direction, complex with another arrow in another direction, museum in another arrow in another direction. And I guess just putting it all together, it was like, it, you know, it's kind of like, well, that's where I want to go.
I just read it. It was like a tourism sign, and I just read it as Colosseum Complex Museum, and I'm like,
that's a museum I would stop and
wicked
see.
Wicked place. Yeah. I'm like, I want to go there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, just there.
Yeah. And as long as we're talking about titles, there is a track on the album called Necronomicon, which anybody who is a fan of H.P. Lovecraft, the early 20th century American horror writer, will recognize. Mm-hmm. This is the book of, like,
the dead.
Yeah, the book of dark,
magic,
forbidden knowledge that keeps cropping up in Lovecraft stories.
Mm-hmm.
So you would expect that to be a very dark track.
Yeah.
But it's not really.
Yeah. That's our goofy way of trying to be David Lynch.
There's a metal version that we scratched, actually.
Well, yeah, you know, I have seen that title, Kevin, used before, but it was always by metal bands. You know, it's just like kind of right up their alley.
Yeah, we also love Slayer.
Yeah,
okay.
We're metal fans.
You're also Bowie fans, apparently.
Yeah,
I noticed
Kevin told us last night that he almost cried. He actually did have some tears.
I welled up.
He welled up
a wee
bit.
I was at a bar. I was drunk at the time, but it definitely, definitely, yeah. Oh, man, affected. Affected.
Yeah. So on January 11th, you posted a photo from the man who fell to Earth.
Great photo. That's one of the best photos ever. I think that's one of the first hypnosis images.
It's Bowie. He's leaning against the wall.
In a bathroom,
right?
Leaning against the wall, looking in a mirror.
And
the mirror is projecting an image that's not quite.
It's not the mirror.
It's not quite the reflection.
Yeah.
And then the woman in the bathtub is in the bath, but the water is actually a tile floor instead of water, and it's the same floor as the. Anyways, I love that stuff.
Yeah. So was he?
We love Bowie.
Was he an influence?
Like when he went experimental, like lately when everybody's asking me about this, I always talk about Lowe. And when he was working with Brian Eno, like all that, because I was, Eno's a huge influence on me probably.
Yeah.
And Bowie just kind of came, when I started to collect music, like he came in around the back door, like through Bowie or through Eno. And when I got Lowe and that second side, I never pronounced that name, but the first song on side two.
Warszawa.
Yeah.
It's the Polish word for Warsaw.
Yeah. Just such an amazing track. And I just thought that was so cool that Bowie could just go from like one thing to the next. Well, I guess they used to call him the chameleon, right?
Yeah.
Like,
That's funny because Eno is also a huge, influence on me, you know, one of my favorite artists of any stripe, but I got to him through Bowie.
I think
many people found out about Eno through Bowie. Yeah.
And Robert Fripp, too. Like,
and Fripp.
Coming through there, you know.
And Iggy Pop and Lou Reed.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, Bowie sort of resurrected both of their careers.
But like, all that stuff was like thanks to... And then I obviously delved pretty deep into Bowie. So like, you know, he's... Too bad he's gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. His work was special right to the end, too. It's amazing. New stuff sounds great.
It is. Yeah. It was like such a dramatic way to go, too, you know?
It's very Bowie, though.
It was kind of perfect.
If there's anyone that I would have ever thought in the was immortal, it was Bowie. It was just the craziest thing, hearing that, finding out about it.
Well, it was really nice to see that that photo that you guys posted on that day. The Besnard Lakes are here with us on Soundcheck. Their new album is called A Coliseum Complex Museum. And let's hear another song. You want to do Nightingale?
Yeah.
All right. The Besnard Lakes, live. That's called Nightingale from the Besnard Lakes, live on Soundcheck. And boy, I really like Robbie has a real Dave Gilmour thing going on towards the end of that song there.
Yeah, he certainly
does. The guitarist from Pink Floyd sort of being evoked in that solo at the end. So, Jace, are you guys doing any more film music? You've done a couple of soundtracks, right?
Yeah, we did a couple soundtracks. About a year ago, we did we scored an episode for Tim and Eric's Bedtime Stories, which was an honor because, like, we absolutely love their humor. We just fell in love with those guys, like, right away. And so we sort of found out, I think through social media, that they kind of dug us. And so one thing led to another.
And that's, I mean, that's a different thing. It's all textural as opposed to textual.
Yeah, it's practicing restraint, like, heavily.
Yeah.
So it's a cool exercise because it's like your tendency is to just, like, shove a bunch of crap on it. But
is that your tendency?
but you can't do that because it's supposed to be invisible, right? The music is just supposed to help create the mood and accentuate the dialogue. Yeah. So we got to be careful there. So, but yeah, it's cool. It's super fun. We love doing it.
Well, you know, you showed admirable restraint with this record. You know, the shorter songs are more concise. You got other stuff that's still out there that we'll find a home, presumably, as bonus tracks or an EP or something.
True, yeah.
All right. Well, the album is called A Coliseum Complex Museum. It's the fifth and latest from the Besnard Lakes. They've been playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio. This has been a lot of fun. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having
us.
Thank
you.
Cheers. Thank you.
All the pressure of our plans together make our hearts turn to shades of gold.
Thanks for listening. Stay connected by subscribing to the Soundcheck podcast on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and download the new WNYC mobile app for free. See you next time. I'm John Schiffer.